This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, March 7th. God's word to you today is His love. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalms 119, verses 67 to 68, and it says, I used to wander off until you disciplined me, but now I closely follow your word. You are good and do only good. Teach me your decrees. We human parents do not discipline. We do more than discipline. We punish. What is the difference? Remember my story from yesterday? That moment when I see my grandmother and immediately I wish I was lost again. Can you guess why? It is because the resetting, the slaps that follow, is always very beautiful. God is saying in His word that He does not punish. If you put your faith in Christ, if Jesus is the Lord of your life, if Jesus is the shepherd of your soul, God will never punish you. God disciplines, He does not punish. Discipline is not punishment. For us parents, God wants us to discipline our children and not punish our children. What is the difference? The difference is, punishment is penalty for a past wrongdoing, often motivated by anger. Punishment is a penalty for the past. When you have done something wrong, my dad would say, you have met your Waterloo, meaning you're about to get whooped. Discipline, on the other hand, is training for the future, and it is motivated by love. Discipline means having those conversations about why you should stay close to your mom and dad in a public place. You discipline your child. Because of what you have done, no PlayStation for you. Or it could be, it is your phone that distracts you, and then you get lost. Therefore, I'm going to seize your phone every time we go to the market, so that you can pay attention. Discipline is correction for the future. Am I saying God does not punish us? Exactly. God disciplines us. That is, if you are His child. How come God never punishes people that belong to Jesus? It is simple. All our punishment was already taken by, put on, laid on Jesus on the cross of Calvary. He was crushed for the sins we did, and the punishment we deserved was given to Him. So now we are healed because of His wounds. This is Isaiah 53 verse 5 paraphrased. If God has punished Jesus already, He cannot punish us again, because that would be unrighteous of Him. Galatians 2 verse 18 from the King James Version says, For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. And God will not do that. The punishment was laid on Jesus. Jesus took our lashes, and now we are healed because of His wounds. The reason we are healed is not because we pray. Does healing still happen? Yes, it does. And the reason is not that we have faith. The reason is He was wounded for our transgressions. He was wounded for our iniquities. The chastisement that brought us peace was laid upon Jesus, and by His stripes we are healed. God does not punish us because He has already punished Jesus for us. Jesus is our big brother that took the punishment on our behalf. Honestly, if you're not a child of God, you're just suffering for nothing. Psalms 119 verse 71 says, It was good for me to be afflicted so that I might learn your decrees. This is taken from the New International Version. When God disciplines, it produces in us a fruit of right living. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for taking my punishment and bringing me healing. You are good, and you only do good. So train me in your principles. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.